This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We have your ticket to 8 amazing golf experiences with the WGR VIP Golf Cart. For just one low price of $129, unlock a season of golfing adventures including Diamond Hawk, Shamrock Hills, Attica's 10th Hole and Golf Course, Bobble Link, and Golf Dojo. Your WGR VIP Golf Cart also hooks you up with a free box of premium Vero X1 golf balls from Encore Golf. And score deals at Rigzerex Golf Warehouse on Transit in Bowmansville. A portion of the proceeds will benefit PGA Hope. Get all the details and purchase your WGR VIP Golf Cart today at GetMyPerks.com. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer hanging with you here on a beautiful Friday morning here in late May. We're almost to June, Derek. We are almost there.
We're basically there.
We are basically there.
Like, this has been the worst May.
It has been awful. It has been terrible.
What are you talking about? April showers bring May showers. Right? That's how it goes.
That's exactly what it is.
That's what the saying is, right?
It's exactly what it is.
but I'm looking at this Friday and it's beautiful, and the Sabres have made a move that is very surprising to me in a positive way, but it's also surprising in the way that the response is going on in social media right now. Sabres Twitter, in particular, has gotten considerably rousy about this.
Yeah.
A little roused up, and in a positive way. And I think that a lot of people see the same thing that we were talking about with Paul, which is, it speaks to the sorry state that the Sabres have been in over the past 14 years. It really does. That people are giddy about an advisory hire. It's the same general manager.
Yeah.
Who still gets to make the call at the end of the day. But Jarmo Kekalainen coming in here and people being excited about that tells you it is a sorry state. The fan base is kind of trying to get up in arms about this and actually like it, or at least try to like it, try to accept it. And yet, the other side of the coin here is, it's because of the fact that this fan base has been down for so long that this becomes something that people are raising their eyebrows to. I got into a small little thing with Adam Wilde. And I can't even say it's a spat. It's a nice little discussion, actually. I would love to talk with Adam more about this. He's not a huge fan of the move.
I think his exact phrasing was the worse get worser.
Yes. That was the initial part of this. And I said, let us have this. It's a recognizable name. There's something to it. Let us have this. And Adams said, you know, there's only one playoff win in 10 years. Statistically, that's true. The qualifying round against Toronto is not a playoff win. Let's set that straight. The facts are the facts there. He was not speaking incorrectly. Everyone responding to him saying, well, who'd they beat? Yes, they beat Toronto, but it was not a playoff series technically. Or officially. I can't even say technically. Officially, it was not a playoff series. And that it was Leafs level bad. He was fully in control and had an owner that did not interfere. I think he made some pretty poor moves. That's not what this is. Kekalainen is still ultimately not the general manager.
Yep.
And some might say not yet.
I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it.
But the other thing is, if Adams is still the GM through hell or high water, I don't think it's a bad idea. And this is where a lot of sentiment's coming in from. Chad DeDominis says it perfectly as well. Having someone that is willing to advise you on a big move. That's the thing that's missing from Kevin Adams right now. He does a solid job drafting. He has made a couple of savvy trades and free agent moves. Why have they not made the playoffs yet? I think it's because there is not a big move. Something that I was clamoring for 2 years ago. The offseason where you should have done something, should have done it big because you were one point out of the playoffs.
The iron was hot.
And your
the iron was really
strike.
Hot. Mm-hmm.
You tell your core, we believe in you, and here's why we're going to add this guy to our team. Who is it? I don't know. I can't remember back 2 years ago on the trade market of what's hot, what's not. But tell me that the Sabres as an ascending franchise are on as many no-trade clauses as they are now 2 years later. Mm-hmm. I'll call you a liar. Or it's easier to sell on waiving it. This past year.
That was the story 2 years ago,
this
though,
past
is that,
year,
that they were being removed from these no-trade lists because it was, okay, yeah, the hockey craze city is maybe good again. It was the young core really coming into the kid line.
Nobody was
Thompson,
mad about that year.
Tuck.
Nobody was mad about it. Like, yeah, they fell short of the playoffs. But how many people were actually angry about it?
Well, the run at the end was a blast.
It was a blast. It was a great time. It was something that you could sell the fan base on, and we all bought it like a bunch of suckers.
Yeah.
But this is where it is of, I like the idea of getting a guy in Kevin Adams' ear that has made the big move. And the Sabres could use this aggression. And that is exactly what it needs to be.
803-0550, the number to call. Mike up first today. Mike, how are we doing?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Very good.
So I was just thinking, you know, because I think there was a point made not too long ago about the Bills and how McDermott came in first year, we make the playoffs. So I'm all for an advisory, getting another guy in there to kind of help steer the ship. I personally would rather see some money being put into, and I know it's different in hockey because they have like the no trade clause or whatever it is, but I would rather see more money being put into go getting some big name players to put around our young guys. But here's my thing. If this doesn't work out, I mean, if we don't make the playoffs after this, are we calling for his job at this point? I feel like it's a fair question to ask because I just don't see enough movement in that direction. If we don't make the playoffs after this, is it now time for to move on from Kevin Adams? That's my question. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks again, guys.
And thanks for the call, Mike.
Appreciate it, Mike.
I mean, in all respect to Adams, I'm doing it this year.
Yeah.
I think we're well past the expiration date, but here we are. I will also say it here. If he doesn't work out this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think they have the heir apparent already in the building. He's just going to be here a year early, getting to know the city, know the team, the whole thing, in Jarmo Kekäläinen. I mean, if it really is a disaster, and it's like, okay, we're done.
Say they start 11-20-3.
I am like, having no inside information, I'm like 85% sure they would fire Adams and move Kekäläinen into the seat, and they would move forward with there. He's got 11 years just as a general manager. He's got a ton of front office experience. This is kind of what everyone was clamoring for years, including myself, if they were to fire Adams 2 years ago, this year, what have you. Kekäläinen, for argument's sake, let's say they fire Adams after this year.
Right.
Kekäläinen would have been one of the guys a lot of people would have been looking for. He worked in a small market. He took a lot of risks. He somehow got Johnny Gaudreau to sign in Columbus. He had a massive playoff series win over Tampa in a sweep. And while it doesn't technically count, he embarrassed Toronto. And people are going to love that. There would have been enough there for that to be a move where a ton of people, and also I think this would have really helped if, again, for argument's sake, Adams would have been fired. The year after what felt like a very PR move of signing Lindy, this would have been a move of, okay. Like, that's credible.
It's a big deal. I think it's a big deal because of the fact that he adds the one thing that Adams is missing, and it is that aggression. I do think Adams has done some good things. Not enough of them. That's why they haven't made the playoffs. Not enough of them. And that's why it should be called into question. You know, the caller saying as much, you saying as much. There's a reason that Adams is on a hot seat, and it is still blazing, burning higher and hotter than we all knew it from the year ago. There's a reason for that. It's a track record at this point, and it's not good enough. But we are seeing league-wide teams are exercising a little bit more patience with some general managers now.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew the reality. The minute there was nothing aggressive when it came to either buy nor sell at the trade deadline, I knew Adams is operating like this is still his job. So I'm ready to embrace the reality of it. What I was not ready for was the initial announcement of we're going to look to supplement him in the front office. We're trying to find a complement to him. We're trying to find an advisor. We're hiring Eric Staal also to be his assistant. And that one didn't move a lot of needles in the proper direction.
No. I'm glad you brought that up because you brought up the fan base, seemingly on social media at least, it seems like, is very thrilled with this move. I have seen very few people that are going like, oh, come on, Jarmo, really?
At minimum, it's okay. It doesn't really move the needle too much for me.
Or like, it really is just, okay, this is good. This is fine. This works for me. The Staal move, I think, scared a lot of people, myself included, because when you looked at the parameters of what they were hiring for, Staal could fit that role, even though, I don't mean this disrespectfully. Ultimately, he kind of is more or less just an intern. He's learning the job. He's been hired. It's a paying job. It's not an internship. But that's more what he's actually been hired for. But there was a feeling when he was hired that you looked at the parameters they were looking for. You looked at what Stahl's going to do, and they're like, oh, hell. Oh, it's the same job. Oh, no. this doesn't do anything. This just adds another person, doesn't really know what they're doing, quote unquote, and here we go. Instead now, it actually sounds like they're going to add even more to the front office from some of the ports around Sabres media. And even, I think, Adams' quote as well in the piece discussing Kekalainen coming in about how, you know, they're going to continue to add to the front office, continue to add to the organization. I think that's also something that is maybe to keep an eye on, because the caller also brought up bringing up money to spend on big players. I'm also curious then if they bring in money, put money in to the organization, to the front office, more mouths or more cooks in the kitchen. And that could be a really big deal for the credibility, the seriousness of the organization being pushed back to the forefront, where now it does feel like they do things on the cheap. You know, they do things very much on a shoestring budget. Maybe that changes with a number of these moves being made here this offseason. That could then lead into the offseason of, like Paul says, they're at least trying.
And that's what I want. Remember what I said about the Mitch Marner idea. He is the face to the ideal. I want them aggressive this year, and this strengthens my resolve, Zachary. It strengthens it to a point where now I feel confident that Buffalo is going to be a lot busier than in off-seasons past. Mm-hmm. I wanted this anyway. Now, I am more convinced I'm going to get it. Yeah. I'm more convinced that we all are going to get that this year.
It doesn't feel like a pipe dream anymore.
It's not a pipe dream anymore. Mitch Marner is the face to the idea. Would I love to have Mitch Marner in particular? Hey, welcome back to the Myles Garrett thing that I was bringing up on this very show. Would I love the player that is the face of the idea? Yes, that's why he's the face of the idea. It's work with me, everyone here. Work with me. And a lot of you are. It's the idea. Does it mean Aaron Ekblad, as Paul mentioned? Or does it mean Sam Bennett? Or does it mean Brad Marchand? I doubt that latter one.
Yeah, I doubt that one. But
ready? Can I convince a Dante Fabbro to come in here to pair with Rasmus Dahlin? It's a right-handed shot. 26.
That'll work.
And guess who he just played for?
I'm going to say Columbus, but...
You're ding-dang right, Zach! He was paired with Zach Werenski. Tell Ooh. Me Kekalainen can't get Adams to say, hey, I'll give you Rasmus Dahlin.
Yeah. Could be interesting.
And if Byram wants to move on, or if the Sabres want to move on from Byram, be it whatever you may, guess what? I could sign Fabbro. I'll go get Ekblad. We'll trade Byram so that he can get a more comfortable fit for him.
Mm-hmm. You also have a former GM who probably has the connections to make those phone calls. And
make moves, mm-hmm. baby.
Getting connected to our fans brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Going to take a quick time out here. We'll wrap up today's show. Get you ready for Sabres Live coming up in just about 15 minutes at the top of the hour. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.